Please hold while I try to connect you.
Good morning, Justin.
Yes, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. Just calling to follow up with
you
this morning. I'm doing good. It's pouring rain over here.
I like your consistency. You're a good saleswoman.
Oh, thank you.
You gotta stay on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, I did have a chance to speak with Nicholas yesterday. We are 100% all in on the Google Ads. We're tired of fighting with Angie's Lists, fighting with other contractors, tired of being exploited.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to have a trusted partner that will deliver us leads directly.
Right.
And be transparent with us.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you guys are all of that in a bag of chips.
Oh, thanks.
I just had a few more questions before we move forward.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, I just wanted to give you a little more about our company. We are in our second year, but our first year of operating. Technically, we started our official job or our official, we started officially about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're technically a first year company. As
yep.
far as like operations goes, our company
uh-huh.
was formed in 2021.
Right.
We do specialize in rain gutters now, but it's just because that's the only machinery that we have access to. And I had one friend who was a gutter expert, and
mm-hmm.
I had another friend who was leaving his job, who was a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And me as a contractor, I had done construction before, and I had just started up an LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't quite sure where I was going to take it. But then
mm-hmm.
I convinced my two friends, Nicholas and Cody, to
right.
leave the jobs that they had currently been at for 5 to 10 years and to jump on board and that we would do this together. And so we bought a gutter install machine, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we've been getting after lately. But what we talked about in our meeting and what I spoke with you about
mm-hmm.
actually last time was that we're trying to get into general contracting eventually.
Right.
We're trying to be able to put out ads for general contracting, and we're trying to get such notoriety online that
mm-hmm.
that we're getting calls before these companies that have been around for 5, 10, or even 20 years because they're
right.
neglecting their mm-hmm. online presence.
Right.
Then, once we get this information, we'll be the first point of contact with these customers.
Right.
And you said that all of the stuff would be recorded. That all the leads that we get through Local Splash, at least, will be recorded.
The ones through the Google Guarantee, yes, those are all recorded. If you opted into the call tracking for the regular standard program that you have, then those calls are also recorded, yes.
Interesting. Anything that we get from Google, we would like to have recorded, because here's what we're trying to do. We're
uh-huh.
trying to prove that we were the first point of contact with these general contracting leads. If we
okay.
get something that's out of our school practice, for instance, like let's say
mm-hmm.
I get a general contracting lead and they want an interior remodel job done that's
mm-hmm.
worth $40,000. We
mm-hmm.
don't do interior remodeling, but we can subcontract it out to another company that does and make a profit of anywhere from
right.
20 to 50%.
Yeah.
So all we would need is to work up a contract that states that we are going to be acting as like a subcontractor for these other companies or sales or unofficial sales associates.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we hand them over, like say that I have a call, I run rapport, I get every single detail of what they want, and then
mm-hmm.
I hand it over to a general contractor, we get 20%. And if they try and stiff us, it's important for us to know that we were the first point of contact and for us to be able to prove
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely makes 100% sense. And you do have the call tracking in place for the standard program as well. So you have access to all of that through your client dashboard. Everything is there. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's just how we cover our tail end when we're subcontracting to the
yep.
company so that we don't hand them a big old job.
Right.
And they're like, you know what, we're not going to stay out on that because
it's
that
crazy how competitive it is. It's just,
it is.
And how nutty these people can be. They're not,
they're just not righteous
at all, you know?
No. If they smell blood in the water, then they will make a way. If they feel like there's no immediate consequences, and I'm a fan of doing the right thing when no one's watching.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of like,
integrity.
I'm like,
oh, you have integrity, Justin?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you're gonna fit in with your peers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's important for us to be able to have us to walk to carry a big stick, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that.
We're working up the contracts, and as long as you guys can track our calls or any leads that we have coming in, we're also trying to get a CRM so that we can just 100% cover all of our bases. Any call which is received to us is recorded or at least logged so that we can prove on this date, this time, we were the first point of contact. We have an agreement with these other companies that if we hand them over stuff, they're supposed to pay us. And then what we're going to do is we're going to scale our company and focus more on the administrative side of it because
right.
we're just a small.
So if you guys are handing out only that call tracking number that's assigned to your business, then that is one way. You don't have to have anything separate. You don't have to pay for anything separate because if you're handing out that call tracking number instead of your personal cell phone numbers to clients or prospects, then that's going to ensure that all those calls are recorded on every platform. But if you guys
because if you're
handing that call tracking number and you're saying this is our phone number, this is our business line, then no matter what, when they call on that line, whether they clicked it from Google or they dialed it out by hand or they use a roto dialer, okay, and they dial that phone number, that call is going to be recorded.
Oh, okay. See, I just switched it over to the personal number. Do you think
I should
switch it back in that case?
Switch it back.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, switch
my
it
only
back.
Fear was that, yeah, my only fear was that that if something went awry, then they would, and then we no longer required your guys' services, that that they would be calling a dead number. But if that were the case, then we would just switch it back over before we decided to part ways.
Oh,
but
yeah,
we would switch it back over for you as well.
We're not trying to hate on you or stop you from getting business just if you choose not to work with
yeah.
us, you know. That's not our get down
okay.
over here. So, yeah, understood there.
Right. You know, okay, now that I know that, now that I can relax on that a little bit, and this was during the first 30 days, so we weren't even sure about you guys yet. Now we know more, and now
right.
we actually like and trust you guys. And we get calls from other companies all the time that are asking us about, oh, if we're satisfied with our current service, and we're always like, yeah. Because I will Google your guys' reviews, and you all have like 4.9 out of 5 stars. And these will be like 3-star companies calling us and trying to harass us and trying to talk bad about you guys. Like, how long have you been working with them for? Blah, blah, blah. Are they doing this? Are they doing that? And then you look at their reviews, and it's just garbage. That's why they're like conniving and trying to change our minds. We're gonna stick with you guys though. We've read enough and we've researched enough that we like what we hear over here. And yeah, I spoke with Nicholas yesterday and we canceled our Angie's List leads, so that
okay.
frees up our budget for this. We're still waiting
Beautiful.
For a little bit of funding to come through.
Okay.
We had some bad luck with some other people we were contracting for. Dibella, I don't know if you know this company.
Mm.
They're a bigger company. They're like one of the biggest contracting companies, and we ended up parting ways with them because they were paying us like 3 or 4 weeks late.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking 80% of the jobs that they were subbing to us, and they were just being – and we were providing materials and labor.
Oh,
and
boy.
They were just like really not – yeah, they were like killing our company.
Yeah,
so
materials and labor, that's nuts.
Yeah, and we were getting less than half of the job. It was insane. I don't know how they run – I really don't know how they run a company other than taking advantage of desperate contractors. And we decided
right.
we're not going to be desperate contractors. We'd rather just go our own way.
Right.
So we got approved for funding and we quit. We're waiting on that funding. Once it
okay.
comes through, it'll be in a couple of days. We're going to move forward with the Google Ads 100%.
The Google guarantee?
Decided.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the Google guarantee. I'm trying to convince my partner to – because I know for the first couple of months, it's $300 minimum. I'm thinking we just go with $500 for the first couple of months. I will talk to him about it. I'm trying to convince him to go a little bigger, especially at first.
Right.
While
well,
we're trying to get the
what you can do, though, Justin, is this. Listen, if you once you get it up and going, right, you say, you know what?
Yep.
I actually want to get, like, 6 leads in a week instead of only 3.
Yeah.
and then show him, show him with the leads. Let the leads speak for themselves.
Right.
Because if it makes money, it's going to make sense to him. He's not going to, I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you spend a buck and you make 10, you're going to spend the buck every day, right? Like, no matter what. So
absolutely.
If the person comes through and speak for themselves, then he'll be like, okay, absolutely, not a problem.
Yeah. So hopefully, if I can make that happen, I'm trying to make that happen in a couple of weeks to the first month so we can really, really go hard on the marketing. Because we have
I have guys who do that all the time. I had a guy who, and he went on our Google review, and he left, his name is Matthew Wilson. He left this crazy five-star review for me and for us as a team here. And he did that exact thing. He took on those first few leads. He dumped Angie's. He was like, dude, this is the ticket. He's like, crank me all the way up. And he is just making money hand over fist in his area. You know what I mean? He's doing fencing, and it's absolutely beautiful for him. Now, Justin, I have a couple of questions because you have mentioned general contractor. Do you guys have a general contractor's license?
Yeah, we are licensed as general contractors. It's
you
just
are
that
licensed
we only have
as general contractor. Okay. And then, so the gutters. The gutter leads, those come in through the roofing vertical because everything is done under vertical. So for the general contracting vertical, what you're looking at for the keywords or the, like not necessarily the keywords, but kind of the keywords, but also the subcategories for general contractor are roofing, kitchen remodel, interior finish, home remodel and renovation, home building, home addition, commercial projects, foundations and concrete, exterior finishing, decks and patios, bathroom remodels, and accessory buildings. So are you offering any of those services through general contractor?
What I was going to say is we can do all that stuff legally. The only thing we can't do is plumbing and electricity in our states that we operate. Can you send me that list on a text message so that we can start contacting companies? What we want to do is we want to contact companies that specialize in all these services. And we want to offer them our subcontracting agreement ahead of time so that when we do decide to pass it off, we can pass it off, give them the info, and we can be involved in the conversation and see what happens. And then if they close the deal, then we can get paid.
Okay.
So
that's perfect.
Send me that,
I sent it to the other number. Hold on. Let me send it to you. Give me just a second. So the thing that I want you to understand with that, though, Justin, is because I was counting you only for the gutter. I was counting you only for the gutter. So the gutter leads are the $25.33, but the general contractor leads, they're like $5 more. Let me pull the number. Hold on. Just because I want to get
accurate. We don't need that. We don't need that yet. And when we do decide that we are going to need that, then it will be a little bit later on because we want to establish the relationship with these companies first. We don't want to waste the lead. For instance, if you send us a lead.
So you only want to go with the gutter leads at first?
For now. But now that I know the list of the general
things,
I can contact these companies, get stuff lined out ahead of time, and then we can pass it along. We're just kind of middleman that.
So what we would do is this. What I want you to understand is so for general contractor leads, those are $33.33, so it's literally like $7 more,
nothing.
With a minimum monthly budget of $435. Yeah. So the way it would work is like this. What we would do is when we send you that application, Justin, we're going to go ahead and approve you for both verticals. We're going to go ahead and submit for both verticals that way because you're in control. So once you're approved, right? Then we contact you and we say, hey, Justin, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. And if you say, you know what, Ivan, I only want the gutter leads right now, then the minimum monthly budget is just going to be the $331. But you're already approved for the other categories. So when you want to crank that on, you already have the approval. There's no problems. Do you see what I'm saying?
What are the benefits of the other category? Because I know that it's pay by I know it's pay by click. I know that it's optimization, right? That's the other category.
For the Google ad, this is Google Guarantee. So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
The other category?
The other one. You said the other category.
Okay, so
when
you have the roofing.
One.
Okay, gutters is done under roofing vertical.
Oh, you mean when we go GC.
Yes. So we would get you approved under roofing. even though you're only offering gutters for roofing, but when you decide to turn on roofing, bam, roofing is already covered. You're already approved. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then general contractor, you're already approved. And that's the way that it would go. So then what we do is we, once you're approved for both, say you want both leads, then we approve you for the higher budget, the 435 budget, and the leads will come out depending on what they are. If it's a general contractor lead, it'll come out at $33.33. If it's a gutter lead, then it'll come out at the $25.33. It's never going to go up or change. So, but the way that it works, and my suggestion, what I've seen happen a million times, is you go ahead and get the approval for both categories, for both verticals, on the front end, and then you control it on the back end.
Yep. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So for instance, when we start to advertise for roofing, this will be after we already have a subcontracting agreement in place with the current companies we're working in cooperation with, which are mostly roofing companies. They give us gutter jobs.
Right.
So in exchange, we're going to give them roofing jobs, but we are not going to do it for free.
Right.
We want 20% of the job. So if we get three good leads in a week, and then one of them turns into a roofing job, then we just get an extra $2,000 passive income into the company just because we answered the phone, built good rapport, and then handed it over. That's a quick that's a quick commission. So that's what we're trying to do.
Smart.
But for now, we're going to focus on the gutters because that's all we have the means to do, and we're working up. We're going to work up the contract so that we can work in cooperation with these roofing companies. Then we'll go for roofing. After that, we're going to keep building on this list you just gave me, find some good contacts, give them to sign a contract, and then we will sub stuff out to them.
Right. Right. Makes 100% sense. Yeah. Absolutely. Sounds good. So you're thinking that you'll be ready in the next, like by the end of the week, by Friday, or?
Yes, if not, it'll be early next week. We literally got approved for the funding, and we're just waiting on the check.
Okay.
It's already been written. It's on the way. So
cool.
Once that happens, we've agreed to go all in with the Google leads. And I'm thinking we're just going to hit it hard right away.
All right. Awesome. So we definitely look forward to speaking with you. I'll call you back on Friday around the same time, and we'll see where you guys are at, if you've received your funding or not, so we can get you moving. Okay?
Do it.
All right. I'll talk with you guys then. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.